Well, my friends, if you can relieve me this time, it is the 14th of November in the year 2021. I started this webcast yesterday, early afternoon, had company working on my computer. Unfortunately, lost all of my phone data fooling around with stuff that I don't know what I'm doing. I want to thank Denise for coming by, trying to help an old friend out. But I think I owe you an explanation. Now, I have another engagement in about 3 hours from now that I have to, you know, attend. And so I'm thinking about doing this webcast on the Houston rap tragedy later, okay? Because I had my thoughts together yesterday, Saturday, but it's now Sunday. My heart condolences goes out to the families and friends, the loved ones, the acquaintances of anyone that lost any soul in that place. But I've got to say this. For the children, I am especially sorrowful because that's a horrible way for a child to succumb to life. And life is the only thing that we have. Listen to me. The only thing that we have that God gives us that is a gift, a precious gift, is the life that we have. So I'm gonna stop right now with all of that. Because that's not important. What's important now is for me to play some music, and I'll be back after this. Bob Dylan, help me out. Knocking at heaven's door. Knocking on whose door? Thank you, Bob Dylan. Knocking on heaven's door. We're going to have some more music. I'm going to do the webcast, and I'm going to just, because I had a lot of things lined up that I wanted to say, but it's gone because this is Sunday morning. And right now it's about 8:46, and 20, 30 years ago, I'd be in the midst of getting my outlines together, getting the right Bible, wearing the right suit, making sure that I'm mic'd up correctly and all that kind of stuff and getting ready to do that. Well, I don't do that anymore. And my bully pulpit is at this big mic here. I got a lot of new friends from all over. Once they go to my other pages, they eventually come to my website. And I'm hoping that somebody pulls over, not literally, because you can drive around and listen to me now. Isn't that amazing? This webcast that I'm doing, I plan to listen to it as I drive to my son-in-law's house and to spend an afternoon with him watching a little football. And so, you know, you can carry me with you wherever you go. A tragedy. Who can be blamed for the people dying there? Well, except for the minors that died, because they were led by adults. I don't know what that is all about. I don't know who and why anyone would really take a child to a rap concert, any kind of a concert like that, whether that child be white, black. I was really surprised to see so many white folk listening and following that. I think that since rap came out, and I have a book on it here in my library. Let me see if I can turn around and find it. Hold on. I got my speaker, my headset here mixed up. I mean, the office was in a mess yesterday because we had to come in here and get to the big computer to try to find out what was happening to my phone list. Now, where is this song at? Because I have a song on, maybe a book on rap. And I want to find it because it's here. And it talks about the language of, I know I'm looking right over it. I always do that, but that's all right. You're not in a hurry. Just let me slow down. I hope I didn't loan it to anyone. But I can't see it right now. And I feel bad about that because I was going to talk about it. And I was going to give a few quotes. But I can't do that because I can't find the book in my library right now. And it's not exactly the lightest office. I'm kind of like here in my PJs doing this because when I got up, I said, oh my God, I didn't do that webcast for them. Well, I'm going to play another song by another group. This guy ended his life in a tragic bleep, and he and his group made a song called People Are Strange, The Doors.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. Ah.
strange. People don't remember your name. I guess that's me. I'm a strange guy. Well, you know, it's Sunday morning, okay. And let me have a little fun with this. You guys know that I'm a spiritual person. I've always been a spiritual person. Kind of low-key, kind of strange, right? Right? Believe in God, but don't have the belief in God that most of the contemporaries that say that they follow the faith that I follow for years, they're strange because they don't believe in God the way I believe in God. The way I believe in God is very unique, very unique. I like this. There's a verse in John chapter 1, verse 29, and it reads like this. The next day he saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." This is John the Baptist out there baptizing people in Judea about a little over 2,000 years ago. And his cousin Jesus, because Jesus was really his cousin, if you follow the historical account of that, is walking up to him while John the Baptist is baptizing. It was a rite in the Hebrew culture to cleanse yourselves, to be baptized. And then he says, this is the one that's going to take away the sins of the world. Now, if you're a Christian, if you're a true believer, you believe that this man, Jesus Christ, lived and he died to remove any of the iniquities that you have in your life that God might hold against you in a court of life for life and can condemn you to what Christianity calls is burning hell and all this other kind of stuff that they come up with over the years. Now, I have adapted my life to believe that. As a matter of fact, a pastor friend of mine asked me, "Well, do you still believe that?" And I said, "Take away what sin? The sins of the world. What are the sins of the world?" You see, and that's what we all have to deal with. What are the sins of the world? It was a sin for that adult to take that child to that rap concert. It was totally unthinking, that was. No. Number one, there's no seats in the place, right? Ain't nobody sitting down in a comfortable chair. You paid all that money to see a fire show and a guy I'd never heard of the guy. I don't even know his name now. I don't want to know his name. He's just one rap artist too many. And listen, don't get me wrong. When I was on Christian radio, I used to play Cool Shop Theory, and that was Christian rap, if you want to call it that. And some of my best friends, the guys that I've been hanging out with in recent years, love that music. And I listen to some of it, and I really think it's artistic what they're saying. But my goodness, the signals at that thing, from what I saw on YouTube when I looked at clips of all that stuff, the signals that they were sending is what got me. It's what the people was saying with the advertisements, with the little notes, with the signs coming from the stage and, you know, you're going to wake up in another world and all that kind of stuff. Well, that kind of brings me, see, the adult should have a little bit more response, taking a little bit more responsibility. But they were strange. But I can see these people driving to that place, trying to get there. I heard the people were lined up 7 hours before the concert began, and it was weird music playing for 7 hours, blasting in the people's ears. Now, this psychologically puts you in a particular mindset also, in a particular mindset that guarantees that you're going to be hyped up for the big show. This is a psychological adjunct done to the mind, okay? See, like I was an adjunct professor of philosophy. I filled in for the full-time philosophers that couldn't teach particular classes. I'd rather be an adjunct because I didn't want to be called to be there all the time. I just needed money when I needed it. But I taught it better than the philosophy professors. Now, why did I say that? You're listening to 7 hours of preview music of what you're going to listen to before the show started with the pyrotechnic, fireballs exploding, flying, burning eagles, and all that kind of stuff. I don't think it was talking about heaven necessarily, nor hell necessarily. I don't know what the promoter's intentions was. But there's a group called The Cars, and they said, drive, drive, drive. That one, who's gonna guide you home tonight? And you see, we just simple music. Simple music years ago had meanings, asking questions. You know, who's going to drive you home? Who's going to guide you home? Who's going to do that? Why would one want to find their minds in total oblivion? In total oblivion. I'm not judging anything. I'm not judging music. I'm not judging I'm not judging anybody. I'm saying, do we think about those particular things when we are out and about and getting about like that? That's what I'm saying. Now, I'm going to play a guy now that didn't care. And he didn't care, and he lived like he didn't care. And this was one of his biggest hits. And he died, too. And I think what made, and he died young, just like they had a special on TV saying that, isn't it strange that Amy Winehouse and I think John Hendricks was in the mix, but they were all, you know, The Doors, their lead singer. You know, these people died when they were 27 years old. Listen, 27 in your prime, before you, man, when I was 27, Leslie, my second daughter, was being born to Lucy and I when I was 27, my second daughter. Leslie is still alive. Delia is still alive. I'm still alive. I want to go see my grandchildren, and I want to talk with them, and I want to share with them how they can still be alive and relatively healthy. That's why I'm playing this older music. I'm trying to, I don't want to get into the morality or the lack of morality of what that rap concert did a couple of weeks ago, or what it didn't do, or what it was supposed to do. The young man that was starring in the rap concert said that he'll pay for all the funerals. Well, of course he's rich, but people paying all that kind of money to hear that screaming and ridiculous, and who else was there? Drake was there. You know, now these men's lives are tainted, and in a sense, I want you to get this because, and I think that every legitimate religion of the world teaches this in their faith, that if in some way you are directly responsible for someone else's life and you didn't do anything to take care of that person. It was interesting as I was flipping through the internet, looking around, they showed certain artists when they performed like that and when they saw that people were having a physical misfit and fainting, they stopped their own concert and said, get the paramedics up here and get this person out of here. This person is passing out in front of me. All right? I wonder if, and I'm just wondering, I don't know, would Jimmy have stopped?
Put a spell on me.
Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix, the late Jimi Hendrix. I think one of the, he was the first African-American guitar rock and roll player that really, in my mind, hit the top of the charts and doing with that guitar like no one else could do. He had a lot of other hits. Foxy Lady, Hey Joe, you know, ooh, dead at 27. You see, when you think of things like this, and then you got children, and you say, "Well, hey, there's a rapper. Why do you want to expose your offspring to that?" And I know people from all cultures do that. Well, it's my right, preacher, and you know, I'm not trying to be your preacher. I'm not. This is, hey, this is my microphone. This is my office. This is my website. I didn't tell you to come here. I'm not asking for your money. I'm trying to reach your consciousness. If you want your offspring to live a good life, a full life, you must live in a certain way. You cannot live a shipwreck existence. No. Now, I know. That whole thing was about rock and roll. And that's why this group called Queen... It says, "We will rock you. Queen, queen, queen." Yeah. Now, let me say something. Now, this is very interesting because, you see, when you look at the football games now and you see the advertisements, all right. I say, where did I see that from? What? This guy's riding around in trucks that guide themselves. You don't have to put your hands on the steering wheel now and drive anything because the computer's going to drive the car and you can just relax at your family and sing. Yeah, right, right.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you. we will rock you.
Uh-huh.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place. We will rock you. Sing it. We will rock you. Everybody, we will rock you. We will rock you. All right.
This is PJ, just trying to get the point over to you. Thank you for coming to my website. Thank you for thinking of me. As a matter of fact, I had a young man contact me all the way out from Lancaster early this morning. Guess what he said? He said, "Woke up, PJ, had you on my mind. How you doing?" First thing I said, "Boy, when you going to drive out here to come and visit me?" Thank you for coming to my website and for having a ball on this weekend. I'm playing the music because it is the music that forms the frame of reference for America now. Sunday mornings used to be a place in every major city in this country where churches were open on the corner. What? Those buildings are being used as places where you can do mad art and other things. Excuse my belch. But if ever I went to visit a live worship service of a church, I wouldn't see too much of preaching of the Bible. It would really be something that would be shocking and surprisingly to me. So I don't attend that. I don't attend to that anymore. I have Bibles around here, commentaries I can find out. All that stuff by reading it myself. That's what I share with my grandchildren. Anything you want to know about God, the divine, the God that they tell you here, and be careful, because most of us have been colonized to believe something that's not real. Okay? But let's continue with this. 33 minutes into the webcast, and I thought that I'd just be in and out in about 5 minutes, because I never have anything interesting to say if I'm changing tracks. But I'm not. But I'm playing music for you today. And I want to play a song now called American Woman by the Guess Who. Now, if you never heard this song before, it'll give you a hint as to why women in America are basically the way they are today. So let's check this out. The Who, American Woman.
American woman, gonna mess your mind. American woman, gonna mess your mind. Say A, say M, say E, say R, say I. Mess your mind, American woman, gonna mess your mind. American woman, gonna mess your mind. Stay away from me.
say American Woman. I think he had that. He hit that nail right on the head, didn't he? Yeah, this is PJ. Thank you for coming to the website. And you know what? When I feel the urge to talk to you, I'll do it. I'm through with the concert, rap concert thing. Not too much I can say about you. If you are, let me see, Wi-Fi network. Okay. I don't know why this thing is telling me that I'm not connected to. I'll leave it alone. Because, you see, that's how I get in trouble. When I look at these devices and these devices start telling me all these things. All right, that was American Woman. Well, what about the man? Here's a guy with a strange name. I won't even call his name. But the name of the song is Simple Man, Simple Man. American Woman, okay. And American men are just simple these days. Leonard Skinner, I think is his name.
Young.
Just be a simple man. Just understand, be a simple man. Okay, be a simple man. You know what? It's not that simple. It's not that easy. It's complicated. To be a man today is a strange, strange thing. Strange thing. I had a man call me. I won't get into the details of it. I had a man call me, had me on speakerphone speaking with another man. And I said, if you're ever speaking with another man and a man has questions about me, you tell that man. And then I said, no, let me tell him. You can come by my home and have a conversation with me and ask me any question you want. And I'm going to answer you the truth. I said, because I'm not afraid of you. I don't lie. I have no reason to lie. And I make language plain like that. But in this song here, Simple Man, you saying, do that, son, if you can. Well, everybody knows Eric Clapton, okay? And I'm going to try to end up this thing with this number called Cocaine. And the reason that I want to play this particular number is because, see, everybody is looking for this thrill, this high, this peaking effect. I also spoke with another man a couple of days ago, and he needed transportation to get somewhere. So I went to pick him up to give him transportation, and when he got in the car, his eyes were red. He was crying. I said, what's going on? I won't go into the details, but the man was going through a crisis. This man is well over 30 years old. Going through a crisis, and I said, what are you doing arguing with the female about things that you have no control over? I said, in all of my years in counseling men, I told them never argue with them. Now, I'm going to share something with some of you right now because I had a female visit my house yesterday, a dear friend of mine, and I shared with her this concept, and she said, I think that you're definitely wrong about that, because in my mind, I know that a female, like a male, they're homo sapiens. They're human beings. In other words, we can live in the same environment. We can eat the same kinds of foods. We can talk the same kind of language. We have feelings like each other in certain ways, but when it comes to species, a man is not a woman and a woman is not a man. That's some of the big high voltage conversations that people have been having about this LGBT community that's out. Well, I'm a woman trapped in a man's body and vice versa. I'm not going to get into that. That's another webcast on its own merit. But I want to play this number right now by Eric Clapton, and maybe it'll answer the question for us.
Take a She don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie. Cocaine.
I know it's wrong about that cocaine. She is not all right, you know. And so many people have been died of overdoses and underdoses and everything else. But you see, the industry uses individuals to push certain ideas. Some of you are saying, why is John playing this music? Why do you think I'm playing it? What you gonna do? You gonna wait for your kids to get out there into danger zones like that and die like that? Oh, what's going on? Why is this happening? What is it? Why didn't somebody just shut the hell up? It's all in your music. Now I'm going to let the Mama of Soul end up this webcast on this Sunday morning. And I'm going to play this number because it's the closest thing that I could find to a church song without it being a church song, if you get my point. Because, see, when you play religious or church song music, people get offended. They don't want to hear that. And so I think playing this will do you just good. Aretha Franklin now singing A Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Don't trouble the water.
That's right.
I won't.
Let it be, let it be. Listen, listen.
Still water run deep. Yes, it do. I know that. Oh, yeah. If you only believe.
Come on, play now. Y'all feel it yet?